All right. Who had to break and enter?
Who do you guys think it might have been?
I don't know. Could have been anybody.
Yeah. Hard to say without knowing.
I mean, who's the closest to the cat burglar?
Yeah. I added all you guys onto my close friends list so you guys could see me breaking and entering into my house. But before I tell you what I had to do, I got to tell you how I got there. There was a fun little concert in town. I went with a friend of mine who I notoriously drink entirely too much with. And after the concert, we were like, this is a vibe. Let's walk to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not driving. So I was unhinged all night. It was great. We walk up to the bar. We pass our friend's house on the way. We threw rocks at her window to wake her up. Got her up off of her couch. We all stumbled into our favorite little local bar here in town where our tracksuit bartender always gives me whatever kind of shot he's working on for the week. We go in there and a buddy of mine had also texted me saying, hey, look, we might be there. I was like, cool, maybe I'll see you there. We have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
A couple drinks, a couple shots.
Part of your not drinking till the 4th of July plan?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
I'm doing great.
It's going good.
I'm doing great.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm really holding tight to that.
I've heard more about shots than the whole,
I don't think I've made it but like 48 hours now drinking. I'm just a social butterfly.
You are.
I can't help it.
I'm not judging. I was just curious.
You're going to in a second.
Okay. Good.
So it starts to rain and I was like, oh man, I guess I should get home. Except I've got a 20-minute walk ahead of me. I'm in white pants and a tube top.
Oh boy.
So I was like,
I've been there.
I was like, this is going to be interesting. But lucky for me, my friend who met up with us has a motorcycle and he was like, do you want a ride home? And I said, heck yes, I do, more than anything in the whole world. Because what's more fun than drinking and walking home than drinking and getting a ride on a motorcycle with a handsome guy?
I would choose that over the walk drunk.
Yeah. On top of that, he gives me his little bomber jacket, glasses, and a helmet. Same helmet I ripped my earring out of the week before. So we were very, very careful this time. And he's giggling at me because I'm a good time. Got on the back of this bike and then it starts to pour. By the time we get to my house, he's like, give me my jacket back. I gotta go because he's gotta get home now.
Yeah, no, he's like, I regret this decision.
Yeah, so he doesn't wait for me to get in the door, which is understandable. One, I'm an adult. I've got a keypad and three keys on my keys that I would normally have with me that I can get into any of my three doors, except I don't have those with me because I didn't drive. So I thought, this is weird as I'm pushing my keypad and it's not lighting up. And I was like, sometimes it does this. I'll just wait 5 minutes.
What is your level of drunkenness at this point?
Slammered.
Okay. So five minutes. Oh, my God.
I was thinking in Spanish. I was so drunk.
Oh, wow.
What am I doing? I know it's actually super helpful for learning. So I was like, what do I do? And so I kept pushing the keypad and I was like, oh, no, I really hope a window's open because otherwise, like what happened last time when we'd accidentally locked a lock we never do, we had to call a locksmith to break into the house.
Oh.
So I was like, please, God, is there a window open? And so I start pushing on a couple windows that are a little lower to the ground, but like I'm on my tippy toes to touch these windows and I feel one slowly start to move and the dogs are going crazy. And I start looking around and I think to myself, what can I do right now? Press record. So I launch my phone over and through the window and it lands on the steps. And it's recording, and all you see are my hands. And all you hear me say is, put my foot on the electrical box.
Okay.
And I launch myself over and into the house. But like I got some upper body strength, I realized.
Were you proud of yourself in
Very.
A way?
Very. I couldn't have done it more than once, but that's
you only needed to do it.
Sounds like you maxed your reps.
Yes, I did. And honestly, that was my workout for the day. That's what I needed. And I'm laying there and I'm like, oh my God, this was too much for me. I wake up the next morning. My friends are texting me because I did put it on like a personal story or whatever, your close friend story. And they're like, Kelly, that's hilarious. And and I was like, God, if only I had a spare key somewhere. And my friend who had been house sitting with me or for me messaged and said, I think it's really funny you climbed in through a window because I'm pretty sure that house key that you leave out is on your front porch.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's in like one of those little realty boxes because I used to Airbnb. And I was like, you're right. I did put that back out there the last time after we got locked out.
You sat by it during your 5 minute timeout, I bet.
Yeah, about 5 feet away from it and didn't even think about it for a second. And then my buddy who gave me a ride home was like, did you really have to climb in through a window? I'm like, I recorded it. I put it on the internet for you to see. I was like, you drove off before I get into the house. And he's my height. He's like, I would have been zero help. I wouldn't have been able to like do more than what you did. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But I haven't been locked out of the house like that where I had to climb in through a window in a hot minute.
At least you didn't have to break it.
I wouldn't have.
In that moment when you said, standing on the electrical box, I'm like, oh, if that thing pulls off the wall.
You know what? It's crazy.
I would have been kind of afraid to stand on that.
I never even thought about it.
Okay.
I didn't even think about it. And you're absolutely right. Because at one point I tried to put my foot up where the hose thing is, because the hose is like this half moon.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is dirty.
Those aren't load bearing.
No.
And that's got like a hook on it.
Yeah. And then my brain was like, no, don't do that. You put that in. That's literally one screw in your house on a side panel that's 105 years old. Like, don't do that. But it was interesting. I kept thinking, God, if my neighbors see this, especially in the neighborhood, my floodlight, I wasn't close enough for it to go off. So I just looked like a genie, because the pants I was wearing, these like white barrel pants, I look like a genie like breaking into someone's house. It was so ridiculous.
You didn't get any text saying like, hey Kelly, we saw somebody climbing in your window?
Not a one.
It's honestly, a white MC Hammer.
Yeah, my neighbors were probably like, that idiot, it's her again. Mrs. I'm not gonna drink till the 4th of July. Okay, worth it. I'd do it again. I also had a man feed me carrots and hummus in the middle of a concert.
Feeding you.
Exceptional experience.
Carrots and hummus?
Yeah, we were like two people back from the front of this concert. It was so much fun. And I got this whiff of garlic, and I was like, oh, you know when people burp nearby you and you can tell they had hibachi or whatever? I was like, God, somebody was housing garlic. And I look behind me, and this guy, he's got a whole bag of carrots and hummus. And the venue we were at, they let you bring in coolers with water and food, no alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I turned and I was like, oh my God, that's such a great idea. But why you're in the like, where everybody's standing, not in the seated area.
Right.
He's like, you want one? I'm like, of course I want a carrot with some hummus. Delightful.
You're living a good life.
All over a great experience.
I'd rather see somebody with a cell phone filming than watch you being fed by a stranger a carrot in front of me.
It was a good time, Howie. You would have enjoyed it. Had you been there, you would have laughed.
Was it one or was it like, multiple were you like carrots. More?
Oh, I turned around and had a couple.
Okay.
He was handing them out to everybody. It was a shared hummus experience.
All of a sudden, two young boys just come up with big leaves and they start fanning you on the side.
Living your best life for sure then.